All right, it's 6:55. Joel Kotkin is with us, and he is, of course, professor at Chapman University and best-selling author. He's a guy who really understands how especially California works. You've written a really interesting piece called On the Fiscal Cliff called The Blue State Suicide Pact. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show, Joel Kotkin. Joel, how are you?
Nice to be here.
This piece in Forbes magazine talks about how the blue states are voting against their own economic interest, and it's pretty interesting because California is a perfect example of this. California's, despite all of the rhetoric about the, you know, the super rich and the Romney Uber class, as you describe them, California is dependent, incredibly dependent on people who make $250,000 or more.
Yeah, well, we have a percentage of people making that much above, almost twice above the national average. And it's particularly concentrated in the bluest areas, i.e., you know, the Bay Area, a good part of L.A., and if you picked a part of L.A., you would find West L.A., parts of the Valley, where you have, you know, 4 to 5% earning in that range of 250 and above. And most of those people are not, you know, they're not plutocrats. They're doctors, lawyers, professionals, small business people. So they're not, you know, what you would call the real rich, although Jerry Brown and Barack Obama, I guess, would call them the real rich. And they pay a very high percentage of the taxes already. And between the taxes that the president wants and the taxes that we just passed in California, I think a lot of them are going to get very, very seriously squeezed. And I think it's going to resonate through the entire economy.
This is what I don't understand, why they're not concentrating on wealth as opposed to income.
Well, that's a very interesting question. I would argue, being a bit of a cynic here and being myself, you know, sort of an old-fashioned Democrat, I think that they should be going over, for instance, capital gains. Why does capital gains get a lower tax rate
than income? That's right.
I mean, what we ought to do is try to lower the tax rates for everyone. You know, simplify it into maybe two or three rates, and then say, okay, if you earn money in capital gains, you pay it the same rate as everyone else. But you know, you have to remember there is a very strong constituency in the Democratic Party that's tied to Wall Street, that's tied to flippers, that's tied to the financial elites. I mean, this is why if you're Warren Buffett or if you're Jeffrey Katzenberg, I'm not saying anything negative about these people. Just if I'm them, I don't really care if the income tax rate goes up because I'll have most of my income from capital gains plus. I have the accountants. I can get involved in a hedge fund. I can find a million ways to lower my tax.
Well, with Buffett in particular, Buffett donates billions of dollars to charity, but they're charities that he runs.
Right.
So he takes the money out of his right pocket and puts it into his left pocket, in essence, but gets to write off the charitable deductions.
Exactly. I mean, so what you really have is you have a situation where for the Democratic Party, increasingly, is really becoming more and more dominated by the very wealthy and the very poor. But you know, to use an expression from Lenin, many of the useful idiots are those people who are making $250,000, $300,000 a year, and are still voting for these policies, still voting for Prop 30, and they're gonna have to pay for it. I mean, if you're looking at tax bills that are, for instance, going to take the money that maybe you send your kids to private school. Well, you know, you're going to have to think twice about that.
Yeah. Well, it's called The Blue State Suicide Pact. The author is Joel Kotkin. It's in Forbes magazine. We've got a link to it up on our Facebook page. Joel, it's a great piece, and we certainly appreciate you coming on and explaining some of it to us, but it's well worth the read, so go check it out, folks. And we have it at the McIntyre in the Morning Facebook page, facebook.com. Just click that like button.